Today we're finishing up Romans chapter 4, verses 13 through 25. 13 says, "For the promise to Abraham, or to his descendants, that he would be heir of the world, was not through the law, but through the righteousness of faith. For if those who are of the law are heirs, faith is made void, and the promise is nullified. For the law brings about wrath, but where there is no law, there also is no violation. So if those who seek their salvation through their own righteousness are saved, then faith would not matter, and the result would be condemnation for all. But the law is there in place to condemn the unbelievers and to lead people to Christ or point out to them their need for Christ." Verse 16, "For this reason, because of this, it is by faith, in order that it may be in accordance with grace, so that the promise will be guaranteed to all the descendants, not only to those who are of the law, the Jews who did receive the Old Testament law in writing, but also to those who are of the faith of Abraham. These would be all who trust in the salvation of God through the promised Messiah, who is the Father of us all. Verse 17, "As it is written, a father of many nations have I made you." Abraham, in that sense, then, is the forefather of faith to all who believe, for it was through him which the object of our faith came, Jesus Christ, the Messiah. As he continues on, "In the presence of him whom he believed, even God, we all receive these promises by faith, and in the presence of God are able to stand. This Christ brings all who place their faith in him into the family of God." As Ephesians 2 points out, "But now in Christ Jesus, you who were formerly far off, we've been brought near by the blood of Jesus Christ, who gives life to the dead. He is the giver of life, both physically and spiritually. He and the person of Christ called Lazarus from the grave, and he and the Holy Spirit calls our hearts alive and calls into being that which does not exist. He created ex nihilo out of nothing." So now we consider Abraham's faith. Number one, he recognized reality in verse 18. "In hope against hope, he believed, so that he might become a father of many nations according to that which had been spoken, so shall your descendants be. Without becoming weak in faith, he contemplated his own body, now as good as dead, since he was about 100 years old, and the deadness of Sarah's womb." So he recognized reality that they could not have kids. But he also recognized the power of God. Verse 20, "Yet with respect to the promise of God, he did not waver in unbelief, but he grew strong in faith, giving glory to God, and being fully assured that what God had promised, he was able also to perform. So Abraham dwelt on that which God actually spoke and promised to him." It's like the illustration of a mustard seed which grows into a great mustard tree. Abraham's faith grew and did not waver. Verse 22, "Therefore it was also credited to him as righteousness. Now not for his sake only was it written that it was credited to him, but for our sake also, to whom it will be credited, as those who believe in him who raised Jesus, our Lord, from the dead, he who was delivered over because of our transgressions and was raised because of our justification." So this justification of Abraham was recorded for a purpose. It was recorded for us to understand the salvation that is available to all men who will believe. Believe as Abraham did. Believe in God and his promises, which he has now fulfilled, a Savior, the Savior, delivered up to the cross for our sins, raised for our new life. We'll close with this. Why does Paul painstakingly spend so much time on justification by faith? Well, I'll give three main things that I would pose forth. Obviously, this list is not exhaustive. But number one, because we need to understand it to come to Christ in the first place. Without understanding that we're saved by faith and faith alone, we don't come to know Christ as our Lord and Savior and place our faith in him. Number two, because we're tempted to be puffed up with pride. We're tempted to look at our lives and our progressive sanctification and to be puffed up with pride when we forget where we once came from, our sin and condemnation. And number three, because we're tempted to begin to depend on ourselves and not persevere in the faith. So the encouragement today is to stay humble, persevere in the faith, your trust in Jesus Christ and your justification in Him alone. And lastly, if you're not a believer, trust in Jesus Christ and find the salvation which is found in Him and Him alone by faith.